It's time to spin the big wheel of Babel and see where we land today. Chances are pretty good it's going to be stupid people, bad government, or hey, what do they actually make bologna out of anyway? And why is it so expensive? It's just how we do things here on the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Welcome, hello.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the allergy capital of the world, which apparently is my nose. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. Guess which one I am. Oh, it's such a pleasure. It's such a pleasure to spend this time with you so that we can bond and talk about our experiences and our loves and our dislikes. Actually, more of our dislikes than our loves. Didn't used to be like that. I used to love everything in sight. Now I dislike most things. You know, we're all getting older, even babies. So, you know, and the longer we live, the more crap we put up with, the more frustrated and perturbed we seem to get. That's enough theme music. Hi, welcome to the show. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you anymore. Whatever. Pleasure to be with you. Thank you so much. Okay, you in the back? Sit down, please. God. Annoying. You know, I'm celebrating today with Celebrex. Are you celebrating? This is, I don't know, how old are you? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say goodbye to COVID restrictions today. Yes. Bye. It's been fun. Looking forward to the new year without any COVID concerns. Thank you. Millennials don't even know what that song is. That was Guy Lombardo and the Guy Lombardo Band. What, is that a person, or are you just babbling words now, Ron? No, Guy Lombardo is a band leader, very famous, and at New Year's Eve, which it is not now, by the way, New Year's Eve, they would play that song religiously for all religions. And that marked the end of a year and the beginning of a new year. They don't play that song anymore. But it was a wonderful, it's a sad song, man. Sad. Anyway, COVID is still around. It's still killing people, but so is the flu. And we've been through 2.5 years of this. 2 years of some pretty harsh restrictions and cancellations and suffering, and also the economic results of near recessions, price inflation, not being able to get product, the halting of manufacturing. I mean, you know, barges unable to unload, people like not working anymore. It shook everything up for a good solid 2 years to 2.5 years. But finally, the CDC And you can figure out yourself what that stands for. If you don't know by now, it's the Center for Disease Control. It's not Charlie's Deli Company. CDC announced that they're dropping the restrictions. In other words, America, which was way ahead of them, America is now back to normal. Again, still people suffering and dying from it, as diseases tend to do and keep doing. But we're out of this thing. When you watch television and you watch the news, local news or national news, the anchors are sitting next to each other again. Interviews are taking place in the studio face-to-face. CDC says the 6 feet of distancing, you don't have to do that anymore. I like that part of it. Gone, dropped, over. Putting up plastic? No. Wearing a mask? Not unless you have COVID, then you should put a mask on so you don't cough on people. But otherwise, no. Showing vaccination records in order to get into venues or to fly? No. They're dropped. We're done with that. Showing test results in order to get into a place, a venue, whatever the case may be? No. You don't have to do that. As a matter of fact, if you have COVID and you're asymptomatic, which means you have no symptoms, you can go out in public. It's okay. Just wear a mask out of courtesy, please. It's over, ladies and gentlemen. It's over. Today is the day of celebration. Mark it on your calendars. Put it in your little books that today was the day that the CDC, if we're going by official announcements, pretty much said, it's over. I mean, again, COVID's still around. Don't get me wrong. COVID's around in various variations. Could be back even more again someday soon. I don't know. People still suffering and dying. It's not a fun thing to go through. It's dangerous and deadly. But we're done. We're done. Go back to your lives. There's nothing to see here. You can go to your parties, have your family over, kiss your grandchildren, if that's what you like to do. Have sex again if you want. Go to a strip club. I don't care. It's your life. Do what you want. But it's over. Let's just celebrate for 2 seconds, and then we're done. There are more pressing things going on in the world. How is it possible that Donald Trump, yes, I said his name in vain, how is it possible that he hasn't been arrested for anything at all yet? I don't care how you feel politically about him. Doesn't it piss you off that you can do all this shit and get away with it? That's not right. What country am I in? Wow. I mean, it's not like he's done a few questionable things. It's like 95 different questionable things. It's just like, indict the son of a bitch, will you? Come on, let's move on. Let's move on. Let's stop with this division and crap. Following Donald Trump now is more of a cult waiting for the spaceship to arrive to take you to another planet so that you can drink the poison and die. Seriously, man. It's just a cult now. Now it's just a challenge. I mean, come on. Get him out of the picture. Even if you support him, other people will take his place who are just equally insane. Cut it out. Stop buying his merchandise. Don't you understand what's going on here? You don't? I guess you don't. Wow. Anyway, welcome to the show. How are you? Good to be with you. I have an interesting guest. I don't know how interesting the guest is, but that's coming up later in the program. We'll see just how interesting that guest turns out to be. Actually, we're going to be talking about Yellowstone Park, I believe. Is that what it is? I don't even know. Yeah, it is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. I've not been, but I understand it's quite beautiful, and we have a representative from the park to tell us just how beautiful it actually is, and that's coming up later in the program, now that we can all travel again without having to show any papers. That's nice. 2 years of my life. I mean, it happened. What am I going to do? I'm just saying, that was quite an upheaval. I have friends that died from that. The outset thing was, we didn't have any vaccines or anything when this for a whole year. People were freaking dying. Family members were, oh my God, it was awful. Anyway, let's not go back to that. It's I'm going to play a commercial which I happen to enjoy merely because it's being played on regular network television, and I find that to be fascinating in itself. Listen to this.
Welcome to my vagina. In here, I make the rules. Rule number one, keep it real, hun. And that means no hormones, because hormones just weren't right for me. And since my number two rule is a no parties without protection, I use Phexxi, a revolutionary hormone-free birth control gel. It's localized and it works naturally with my body. Oh, and did I mention that it is birth control without hormones? But wait, it gets better. Phexxi is also used in the moment, so I only have to use it when I'm planning on having company. Rare but serious side effects include bladder or kidney infection. Contact a healthcare provider if severe or prolonged genital irritation or other urinary tract symptoms occur. Avoid Phexxi if allergic to its ingredients. So when it comes to your vagina, make sure your rules include hormone-free Phexxi. Coming!
I don't have a vagina, but now I wish I had one. That was fun. A commercial about your vagina. What's next? You know what's next. It's crazy, man. Wow. I love that stuff. I love it when they talk about stuff they're not supposed to talk about. I think that's interesting, but done in a very professional, nice way. I think that's important to do. It's like when Clarence Clearwater Revival, is that what they called it? Clearwater, I don't know. There's a band. And they sang about bathrooms. I thought that was so cool. Yeah, here's a little clip of that. There's a bathroom on the right. If you can't hold it in, you go down the hall, there's a bathroom on the right. No, Ron, that's not what they said. They said there's a bad moon on the right. Yeah, I know that's what they thought they were singing, but it came out as there's a bathroom on the right, and that's what it's going to be to me. All right, fine. Bathroom on the right for you. There's no bathroom on the left, by the way. Those are the offices. The bathrooms are on the right. Okay. What else is going on with you? Do you know what? This is, we're like a third into August, right? Kids are going back to school in a couple of weeks. Those poor little bastards. You know what I never understood? I was watching a movie last night about some kids going to school. They were in like middle school or high school or something. I think it was high school. And they had their cell phones with them, and they were using their cell phones in the school. And I just, because I'm old school, I just don't understand that. I don't understand why a child would need to have a cell phone with them. In the backpack, I guess, if it's turned off. But to have the cell phone on the school property in a learning institution, it doesn't make sense to me. What would be the point of that? I just don't understand all that stuff. There's so many school holidays now. They're making up holidays just so kids and teachers don't have to go to school. I get it. I didn't like school either. But let's stop making up holidays for it. They're off every other day. It's crazy. How are the parents supposed to work if their kids aren't going to school? I mean, you know, these are public babysitters. As I said on the show a couple of days ago, it's nice, the education, the socialization, that's nice. That's a nice thing about school. What's its major function? Babysitting. Seriously, you know that. You know that while you're working, that your child is in an institution where some of your children should actually be committed. Yeah, it's a babysitting service. Who's kidding whom? Who's kidding whom? As a matter of fact, school hours should be actually on the same par as business hours. Your child should be in school from 8:30 in the morning until 5 or 5:30 in the afternoon. You can learn some stuff in between, but basically that is the public babysitting service. I think that's proper. But if you're going to do that, no homework. Stop with that homework crap. That's the one thing I hated about, well, no, that's not true. There were a lot of things I hated about going to school. But the one that was the worst, besides the confinement, the fact that I couldn't leave, otherwise they would shoot you. That was in poor taste, by the way. To me, a school was like prison. If you left school early and you know got over the wall and the barbed wire, they could shoot you. The worst part about school was homework. Homework is so stupid. We haven't bothered you enough. We haven't robbed you of your time for senseless reasons enough. Here's some work. Take it home and do it. And then hand it in the morning and you'll be graded accordingly. So if you don't do it, your grades are going to slip and you're going to end up working at McDonald's the rest of your life. And by the way, managerial positions at McDonald's pay rather well. So it's not all that bad. But still stay in school, kids. Homework. No. When the school day is over, it's time for the child to spend time with either his or her friends, or with their family. You have dinner, you relax, you get ready for the next day. A child shouldn't have to do work when they get home. These are children. They're not working for IBM. I mean, leave them alone. When they're out of the school, leave them alone. Don't give them work to do at home. What kind of crap is that? Who came up with that concept? That's like should be illegal. You can't tell me what to do in my own home. Yes, I can. Read these chapters and sit down and write a report. You can't tell me what to do in my home. I just did, okay? You can't threaten me. Well, if you don't do it, your grades are going to suffer and you'll never amount to anything. You can't do that. I just did. Homework should be illegal. It's a horrible, horrible concept. Instead of giving kids homework, again, keep them in school all day so the parents can work. And then when they go home, leave them the hell alone. How many of you agree with me? Raise your hands if you agree. Look at all the hands go up and look at all the hands that didn't. That's like everything else in this country. For every person you find that will agree with you, you find another person that disagrees with you. And people say, oh, that's healthy. That's healthy to have disagreement. It's not healthy. Look at what happened. Look at what happened. Having disagreements is not healthy. This is not working out. As I've said on the show many times, as a country, united we stand, divided we fall. We're falling. We shouldn't be this divided. There's like a fine line here. Once you cross the line of being united, no, then you're divided and you're done. This country used to be united no matter what happened. Remember Nixon? Even Republicans, kids, Nixon was a president at one point. There was a Watergate break-in, which has nothing, doesn't even come close to what Trump has done on a zillion occasions. Nixon, you know, his people broke into Democratic offices and stole things in an office building. And Nixon was so embarrassed that he had to resign. Would Trump be embarrassed and resign? No. That's why this isn't working out. But there were hearings and such, and he was about to be convicted, and he had to, when you show up at a hearing, you're supposed to answer some questions and cooperate to some extent. Trump at depositions is, I plead the fifth, because it may incriminate me, which you can do in a criminal trial. In a civil trial, you can't do that. In a civil trial, that can be held against you. Oh, you didn't answer the question because you knew that if you did, you'd be you'd be indicted and you'd be jailed. Civilly, they can use that against you. In any event, my point was, with the Nixon thing, I mean, even if you were Republican and you didn't agree with what was going on and you didn't believe that Nixon was responsible for the break-in or whatever the case may be, you still did it because you need the country to be united. That's gone. There's nothing that unites us. COVID didn't even unite us. People were dying from COVID. Family members being lost didn't unite us. Half the country said, "Yeah, this is a scam. There's no such thing as COVID. That's been created by the other political party in order to." Oh my God! Oh my God! You've lost your freaking mind, haven't you? We know that the earth isn't flat. Why are you still demanding that it is? What's wrong with you? You're doing this just to be belligerent. It's like a drug to a lot of people. I love conspiracy theories. They just, they're so much fun. No, they're very destructive to this country. You see, democracy is a very tender concept. It works really well if you respect it. And you go by those rules. But if you don't, and you're making up your own, and you're constantly finding ways to skirt the rules, it doesn't work too well. If I had one dream and one wish, it would be that people would be not necessarily on the same page with everything, but would respect each other's concepts and say, no, but the big picture is, to make this country really strong and really get along and respect the other person. I mean, you know, Constitution, nice. You know, I'm glad you have it. Ten Commandments. This is what God handed down on stones. He had to get your attention with burning bushes. I mean, God's been through a lot. Handed down these Ten Commandments. Some of them a little odd, but most of them, yeah, pretty much on mark. And I think the most important commandment of all is thou shalt not give out homework. No, that's not it. That was the 11th commandment, and that never made it. This was God's bucket list, is what this was. The most important was do unto others as they would do unto you. You can take that the wrong way and say, oh, all right, I'll screw them before they screw me. Well, that's not what that meant. It's all, you know, who was the singer that with respect? Aretha Franklin, I think it was. Aretha Franklin, by the way, the wife of Ben Franklin, a fine woman, constantly told Ben, don't go out with that kite. Bad things are going to happen. But Ben said, but I could discover electricity. Yeah, let somebody else do that. Okay, come inside, have dinner. Aretha Franklin, Respect, I think it was her. Respect was the name of the song. That is the most important word in society. Respect. 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 Don't invade your thoughts or your stuff upon somebody else. Respect their privacy. Put yourself in their shoes. I don't know what size you wear. Go to the bowling alley. You'll find out what your shoe size is. Respect. It's respect. Put yourself in other people's shoes and see what they're going through, and then you may change your tune a little bit. I mean, seriously, man, that's what society needs. If you're going to have a lot of people roaming the earth, you've got to throw the word respect into it. If you don't, you're going to have trouble. Now, you're going to have trouble anyway in River City, because you're going to have these cultures that they don't even care. You know, they'll kill you on the drop of a hat just because they don't like your face. Yeah, and that's happened before. it has, and you know it. So that's not good. But at least, you know, in the land that you occupy can at least do the respect thing. But we're not doing that here in the United States anymore. We're not doing the respect thing. It's not happening. So let's turn it around. All right. Anyway, that's my pontification. Again, I will never be the Pope, but I do have a pulpit. This is it, and I'm done with it. All right. How about, let's go right into our guest, shall we? Jenny Pillay joins us now. She's a division administrator of the Office of Tourism and Business, and we're talking about quite a beautiful place in our nation, and that's the Yellowstone National Park. And also parts of Montana, which are beautiful as well. Thanks for being with us here. Is this the best time of year to go?
Oh, I think any time of year is a good time to come out to Montana. This is definitely a very popular time to come to Montana. And so I would encourage you, if you haven't come check it out.
Yeah, now there was a reopening recently, so it's better than ever, I understand.
Yeah, I mean, after we had an unusual and pretty wild spring this year, as by now you've probably seen pictures of flood damage with washed out roads and broken bridges and things, that the good news is that things are looking very much back to normal here. Nature has returned to normal. The river is ready to play in. And in many ways, so are we.
Yeah.
The Park Service. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I mean, there's flooding and raining and heat waves all over the place. So Montana is no different than any other place. But I'm glad that things have cleared out to the point where we can enjoy again.
For sure. We encourage people that if they were planning a visit to the park and saw the damage from the flood, for them to still come and enjoy Montana. There are still many things to do here. 93% of the roadways in the park are open.
Great.
94% of the backcountry is open. Our small towns are ready for visitors. So we're back to normal.
Back to normal. Back to normal. That's what we want to hear for everything. What can we expect when we visit the... Let's say I've never been to Montana, and that's a fact. I have not, or to Yellowstone. What would I do? Where would I start? Is there an organization that can help me plan my trip?
Sure. Well, I'm with the Department of Commerce here in Montana, and within that is the Office of Tourism. We maintain a website, visitmt.com, which is your best one-stop shop for travel planning to our state. In terms of what to expect and what to do for your trip here, I'm not sure if it's well understood that there are multiple entrances into Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, okay.
So in terms of getting into the park, the north and south loops are open, and access is available through the west entrance, south entrance, and east entrance. The town of West Yellowstone here in Montana is a really popular access point to the park and is open for travelers, and there's vacancy, which is a unique opportunity this time of year.
Yes.
The northern entrance, which is closest to where I happen to live in Gardner, does remain closed to vehicles, but there's also a really cool opportunity right now for people who home base out of Gardner to actually go into the park on foot or on bike, which is something that's not going to be around forever.
Right.
And to have that opportunity to go in, have that much space to yourself without vehicles, without traffic, without the crowding, is a really awesome experience.
I know quite a few people who have been there, and their response, or at least they open the conversation by saying there's nothing like it when you're in Montana, the wide open spaces are just something that you kind of don't experience any other place in one's lifetime. Is that true?
I believe so. And it's not just isolated to Yellowstone National Park. I mean, people are so familiar with the parks, and there's a comfort level with having that experience in the park. Mm-hmm. There's sort of a ready-made adventure, but that beauty definitely does not stop at the border. I don't, you know, myself as a local, save my experiences in the park for the winter when it's less crowded and explore other parts of the state and don't miss an ounce of the sights and the adventure.
Yeah. I have a friend who is an artist, an amateur artist, sells some paintings now and then, and loves to set up the easel at various locations and just spend hours there painting. And I thought, and he told me that recently that's where he went, and he was just in another world. It was he was entranced. I guess the scenery was that incredible.
Most definitely, yep. I mean, you can get, it's a variety. You can have the mountains in the west, the plains in the east,
cool.
Plenty of rivers. There's a little something for everybody here.
Wonderful. Hiking or just sitting or just looking, anything you want. Okay, so the way we get started, again, assuming that we don't know what we're talking about here, is to go to your website, which will give us direction as to where we can go from there. What is that site again, please?
That's visitmt.com.
Great, visitmt.com. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for the information. I think you're going to have some takers here. And thanks for bringing it to our attention again and giving us the good news that the park is better than ever.
Thank you for having me and hope to see you out here sometime.
Thank you. You take care. Well, that'll do it for me today. You've been wonderful. I'll be back again on Monday with a brand new show. Have a wonderful weekend. You may be into the weekend already. I really have no idea. But I'll be back with you on Monday, and until that time arrives, I wish you peace.